This podcast and everything that is said throughout is a joke. Do not believe anything you hear. Do not rely on any statements that are made about any legal issues. If you have any concerns or questions about a legal matter, you should speak to an attorney. You must not mistake anything said to be the truth, because any reference to the law, whether specific or in general, I meant in general, is often intentionally incorrect. Because as I stated at the outset, in my very first sentence, this is all a joke. If you had just paid attention earlier, this disclaimer would already be over, but I could tell you were only half listening. So here it is one more time. This show is a joke. Now please return to your naturally dull state of mind and enjoy the office of the General Counsel. All right, listen, I gotta go. No, I should have gotten off this phone call 10 minutes ago. I said last time we weren't gonna talk anymore. How should I know? I don't know. Fine, chicken pot pie. Okay? All right, bye. All right, sorry, that was my grandma, as usual. Ken, I apologize. My grandmother called. She had a bunch of questions. You know what she asked me, Ken? She said, what do you think they're going to eat during the family dinner portion of Blue Bloods this week? I don't know. Steak? Chicken pot pie? Whatever. She said tacos. Tacos. Freaking idiot. Anyway, welcome to the Office of the General Counsel. Here we are. I'm Ed Coleman. You can call me Edward A. Coleman Esquire. And here is our trusty producer and my BFF, Ken Lucas. How you doing, Ken?
Hi. I was called into standards and practices the other day. I think they're on the 26th floor.
Yeah.
And
standards of practice.
Yeah.
That sounds serious.
They tell me that I might have to reconsider the intro to the show because we don't own the rights to some of the songs and footage. And they told me also that they're lifting the ban on me talking.
Okay, great. So we're not going to have music anymore, but we will have more Ken talking.
Well, I'm going to put music in. I'm just not going to tell them.
Great. Okay, cool. So we're going to lie to standards and practices.
Well, let's not say that on air.
Right. I winked at Ken. You can't see that, but I just winked at Ken, like, right. Apologize if you hear any noise in the background. We're having some extra construction done in the office here. It's a lot going on. We have a crew of people who are nailing and pounding and generally being disruptive and annoying, and frankly, I hate them. But we're going to soldier on because that's what we do. And we're contractually obligated to do the show, and we don't want to do it, but we're doing it. So, Ken, how are you? BFF Ken, how was your week?
Fine.
Mm-hmm. I do want to say I appreciate... See, Ken likes to pretend that we're not friends when we do the show, and he's even taken that to the point of, like, in real life, he pretends we're not friends in real... I'll text him, and I'm like, hey, buddy, what's up? And he just goes, like, he'll text back, unsubscribe. And I'm like, Ken, what are you watching? What are you doing? Like, you see any movies or anything? And he's just like, stop. And I'm like, I get it. It would hurt my feelings if I didn't know we were best friends forever, but we are best friends, and I insist on saying that all the time. You're giving me a weird look, but it's just a character that Ken does. He's very good at it.
Whatever you want to think. I'm just here to do the show.
Yeah. That feels great. Okay, so let's just really, really quick recap. Last week, we spoke to Trip Flippington. I feel bad about this. I found out his name is actually Trip Fitzsimmons. I don't know where Flippington came from. I don't know why he didn't say anything, but apparently I kept calling him Trip Flippington. That's not his last name. His last name is Fitzsimmons. So I apologize to Trip, wherever you are. One thing I forgot, we never got to discuss what is the biggest headache for me regarding human resources, and that is the multitude of complaints we have against Chuck Moran. Like, hundreds of complaints. Like, HR, I think all they do is address Chuck complaints. I meant to talk about it with him. I didn't. I've been looking for Trip, and I can't find him anywhere. I even looked on the website. I'm like, where is this guy's office? And it says the new head of HR is somebody named Janet. Have you seen Trip? Do you know anything about this?
I haven't seen him since we had him on.
Okay, well, first Ted Stacy, now Trip Flippington. Fitzsimmons, excuse me, sorry. Flippington, that's a much better... If I do find Trip, I'm going to say, Trip, Fitzsimmons is a stupid name. It's a dumb, like, it's, who cares? Fitzsimmons. Everybody's named Fitzsimmons. Like,
that's his birth name, though.
Right, but I'm saying, like, get yourself a new name. Flippington. Flippington. It's catchy. Trip Flippington. Anyway, well, I hope I find him. If not, Godspeed. Another thing I should mention. You talked about standards and practices. I got a message regarding my references to drinking. It's been a bit of a touchy subject. I mean, especially in the legal community, substance abuse is a big issue for lawyers. I mean, it's a lot of stress involved in this job. So I will no longer reference drinking. No references anymore to drinking. Anyway, I am making some headway on the bathroom issue. Okay, this has been a bugaboo of mine.
Did you take the tour?
No, don't even get me started. The tour will, first things first, executive bathroom. Yes, this is first and foremost in my mind. And I am happy to say that I am lining up an interview with the head of facilities and janitorial. Hopefully we'll get this whole bathroom fiasco behind us.
I was going to tell you, you should totally talk to the janitor. He's got skeleton keys all over this place.
Really? I mean, maybe he could sneak me in so I could kind of take a peek and find out which bathroom I ultimately want to
look at. They have cameras in there.
They have cameras in the bathrooms?
Maybe.
Hmm. I haven't noticed, even in the green executive bathroom, because I've never noticed them.
Well, that definitely has cameras in there.
Really? Wow.
There's been some thefts.
Okay, hold on a second. Let me just write down real quick. Change your bathroom habits. Okay, that's a little disturbing, but that's, hey, we're going to get this. I'm sure that there's bathrooms that don't have cameras. I want to get into those because the things I do in the bathroom, nobody should see. And the green executive bathroom is basically just like garbage to me at this point. I might as well be using the bathroom, like I might as well be using the public bathroom at the Port Authority bus terminal if I'm using the green executive bathroom. It's fucking nonsense. I'm an executive. I deserve an executive level bathroom that is pristine. Not that the green, it's nice, but now that I know there's so many other, all right, this is for the janitor, facilities and janitorial. I like the facilities. It's very, facilities. Sounds like it's important, but.
Well, everything's important here.
Yeah, sure, definitely. Unwinnable. Everything's important at Unwinnable. That could be a tagline for Unwinnable, right?
Next everything's bumper important. Sticker.
Yes. See, first bumper sticker. Turn that smile upside down. Stu Horvath. Second. What were you just saying?
Everything's important at Unwinnable.
Thank you. I got so hung
Ken
up on
Lucas.
I got so hung up on Stu's bumper sticker. I forgot what you had just said 10 seconds ago. Yeah, I'm a little burnt out. I have decided to just ignore all the legal stuff that is going on here. I still haven't learned that what racketeering is, by the way.
I'm sure someone could tweet you.
Yeah. Oh, great idea. Hey, if there are any attorneys who listen to this, I'm sure there's a bunch of attorneys who listen to this. They're probably like eating this up, like legal podcasts. They're like, this is great. I'm an attorney. I want to hear what this guy's up to. Tweet at me. Explain racketeering, I guess, in 140 characters or less. Thank you. We are going to talk to accounting today, which is great, because I have some issues with my paycheck. Okay, we'll get into that with them. But it's been a problem. Have you ever had problems with accounting here at all?
No.
No. Why is it that everything that I've been doing so far at this company is a shit show. You know what?
Maybe you should have Stu on again, but you never read your contract, so that probably has something to
do with it. Yeah, well, okay. Maybe I should have an episode where I just read the contract. I mean, it's like 10 episodes.
That could take a while.
Yeah, that could take a while. But, I mean, I should like look through it a little bit more. It's so boring. It's like so many words. And then it's like, I get confused as to who's who, and I have to look back to the glossary to see like who I have to look back to the definitions to see what they're even talking about. It's like so tedious.
Did you get to the part with the runes?
The what?
Oh.
The runes?
The runes.
The ruins?
No. Well, R-U-N-E-S?
Oh. No. The runes. rooms. You know, I've had some concerns about this desk, quite frankly. The fact that this desk is basically some sort of elaborate altar carved out of a solid piece of marble or something. I don't know what it is, but it's... I wanted to move it a little bit. The thing is unbelievably heavy. I actually got, like, probably 15 interns in here, and they tried to move it. Six of them were severely injured. They're on workman's comp now. They're gone. I don't know if we'll see them again. They haven't been able to fulfill their duties, which, as we said, are mostly picking up mail from the 57 P.O. boxes that Unwinnable has. But so I haven't gotten mail in a little bit. I haven't seen my intern since.
517.
517.
That's what you said last time.
What did I just say now?
57.
Oh, God. 57 is just like probably for accounting alone probably has 57 P.O. boxes. I've just got the one, which is troubling. But it must be massive. It must be basically like a garbage bin or like a dumpster because the amount of mail I get when they come back from it is like immense. So many lawsuits. What is Stu up to? Well, we'll get to the bottom of it as we proceed on this podcast through the Transparency Project. We're going to find out what Stu's up to every step of the way. Before we talk to accounting, though, and I'm very excited to talk to accounting because we want to get to the bottom of what's wrong with my paycheck. I've got a lot of bills. I've been living very extravagantly since I joined Unwinnable. Excuse me. Apologize for that. Very unprofessional. Yeah, I've taken on a lot of new expenses because I was counting all this money coming in, and the money's just, like, not there yet. Whatever. We'll get to that. But before that, well, real quick, I did get another Ask an Attorney this week. Request from Ask an Attorney tweeted in by Jackalacka Ding Dong, or at Jackalacka Ding Dong, I suppose. They asked... Any negotiating tips? Great question, Jackalacka Ding Dong. First of all, what better position to negotiate from than being named Jackalacka Ding Dong? I mean, nobody's going to fuck with you if that's your name. You obviously have confidence. You carry yourself professionally, and you carry yourself as well as you can. Here's a book that I read in law school. It's called Getting Past No. This is an actual book. It's a real thing. I'm holding it in my hand. Negotiations in Difficult Situations. It's written by William Ury. This is also a small book, as the other one we've referenced before in the past by William and Strunk, White and Strunk, excuse me. This could also fit in a fanny pack. Fanny pack. I don't want to get into it right now. At some point, we'll address fanny packs. I don't want to get into it right now. But this book could fit in a fanny pack. Getting past no. Here's just a quick tip. Page 64. Accumulate yeses. That's a great idea. The key word in agreement is yes. Yes is a magic word. A powerful tool for disarming the other side. Look for occasions when you can say yes to them without making a concession. Yes, you have a point there. Yes, I agree with you. Say yes as often as possible. That's a great tip, right? Like, they might say, hey, what should we have for lunch? I like sandwiches. Yes, I agree with you. Great idea.
You know what word I hear a lot in these towers? No.
Oh, you mean in the offices of Unwinnable?
Yes.
I know. That's a problem. Everywhere I go, I'm like, hey, do you mind if I use this copier? No, you can't use that copier. Why not? The person just walks away. People are very rude here. There's a lot of like no, you know, I ask a question and somebody just says nope and then walks away.
Everyone does their job and minds their business.
Yeah. It's a little bit like a bee colony. People just buzzing around, kind of like just, you also never see them again. I don't know. Like I've never seen the same person twice. And everybody looks the same sort of.
We miss Ted at ping pong, but that's another story.
Yeah. How's that going? How's the ping pong league doing?
It's okay. A few people suddenly dropped out.
Really?
Yeah, I think
Ted among them.
But Ted was one, definitely, and he was the captain of his team.
Jeez.
His team is in shambles right now.
God, that must be so awful to have a ping pong team in shambles.
It's not funny.
I wish I knew what that looked like.
This is serious.
It is serious. Where is Ted Stacy? Where is Ted? There's a new bumper sticker for Unwinnable. Where is Ted Stacy?
That man had children.
Ted Stacy has children. Had children? Are his children okay?
His children are fine.
Oh, good. God bless his children. Ted Stacy, good man, terrible employee. We wish him the best. Okay, well, we're having a good time here, and we're ready to go. We are going to talk to accounting in a second. I think we do have an ad to do. Advertising is the lifeblood of this podcast and the lifeblood of Unwinnable and the lifeblood of the American capitalist society that we are fully on board for, and we love capitalism, we love making money, we love all that stuff. So listen to this ad, and when you get back, we're going to have a good time. In the meantime, buy this shit. Well, we're happy to welcome a new sponsor to the show. It's always great to have new support. You've heard of Squarespace, I'm sure, some company that helps you build a website. Well, Squarespace doesn't sponsor Unwinnable, so they can go fuck themselves. But we do have Sparesquace. Sparesquace is a great company. If you ever, gone to work and then realized you left your Squace at home, or vice versa, or sometimes you get out of an Uber and then you realize, or a taxi cab, and you're like, oh my god, I left my Squace in the cab and I don't have a Sparesquace. Well, don't worry anymore, because now with Sparesquace you can have the Squace you need at all times. Really handy. I have my Sparesquace on me right now. I don't go out of the house without my Sparesquace. So visit Sparesquace.com, get yourself a Sparesquace, get yourself two, there's no reason not to, Sparesquace.com, for all your squacing needs. Okay, we're back, and I'm sure that was a wonderful ad, and everybody's going right now to buy whatever it was that we were talking about. I encourage you to do so. Use the coupon code OOTGC, Office of the General Counsel, OOTGC. I say that a lot when we talk about this. I really like the abbreviation OOTGC. I think it's powerful, and it really is a great brand. Okay, we have from accounting here... Evelyn Mitchell. Evelyn, thank you for joining us today. I really appreciate it. It's great for you to come by.
Hi.
How you doing?
Okay.
Evelyn, if you don't mind, I just want to say at the outset that you have a beautiful speaking voice. My first question I have for you about accounting, when did you stop stealing from Unwinnable? It's a bit of a trick question. I'm sorry. I apologize. I wanted to see what you would say. It's sort of like asking somebody, when did you stop beating your wife? It's like, you'd have to admit to having stolen and everything. I wanted to see if you'd... And you did freeze like a deer in the headlights, which I think was funny for everybody here. Probably indicative of maybe the fact that you did steal at some point. I'm not sure.
God, but I'm going to disappear too.
Oh, when?
Nothing.
Hi, Evelyn.
Hi, Ken.
Evelyn, my first, the real reason that I really want to get down to this with you is that I've had a real problem with my paycheck. My understanding, or my assumption, I suppose I should say, is that I'd be paid on like a bi-weekly system. Twice a month I'd be getting paychecks. Instead, I am getting random amounts deposited into my account, like, all the time. For example, this is just yesterday, $2.47. $375.89, $6,214.71, 28 cents. I hadn't been paid before that since the first day when I was paid $25. So I'm just kind of trying to figure out when the money's coming. Is there, any way to figure this out? Is there any kind of system we have here? No? It just makes it very hard to pay for things, I've got all these new expenses. I've got these purchases. I got a new car. I got, I upgraded a lot of things in my apartment. I've got a new fridge, new Sub-Zero fridge. You got a Viking sort of like a grill thing kind of going on now with the oven. Those are expensive.
Well, I spend a little time working with the accounting department. They have everything on spreadsheets. Everyone, gets paid.
Ah, spreadsheets. Is that important to accounting?
Really important.
Absolutely.
What percentage of your job is spreadsheets?
Me?
Yeah.
I would say 95%.
Okay. Hmm. I should look at spreadsheets then. Is there any way that we can work out a spreadsheet so that I get paid on a regular basis or something? Or
I mean,
here's my issue. Here, Evelyn, I'll get right to it. Evelyn, by the way, it's a great top you're wearing today. The my issue is that I've got I'm trying to consolidate my finances. I left, as I've said, before I came to Unwinnable, I was making upwards of the mid to upper mid five figures. And now, since coming to Unwinnable, I'm supposed to be making, I'll just say oodles of money. Oodles? Is that a... Oodles. Is oodles a word?
Is that like a Googleplex?
I don't know what you're talking about, but it probably is. Googleplex? All right, so first, my first... All right, I got two notes. I got it right here. Oodles. Is oodles a word? Is oodles Googleplex? Two great questions. So, okay. Ken here has some complaints also about his money situation. He hasn't expressed them to me directly, but I can tell by every time I talk about the amount of money I'm making that it bothers Ken. And so I'd like to bring up with accounting whether or not we can get Ken a big raise.
I don't have a complaint about the money.
I'm trying
compensated.
I'm trying to get you a big raise here, dude. We're trying to get you a big
compensated.
Raise. I know, but I'm trying to get you a big raise. How do we feel about giving Ken a big raise?
I mean, I'm, you know, I don't, I'm just, you know, an intern.
You're just spreadsheets. You're all about spreadsheets.
Yes. Okay. Lots of spreadsheets.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. 95% spreadsheets.
95% spreadsheets. Is there anything we could do about getting... Can you put into spreadsheets big raise?
You probably got to talk to the head of the broadcasting network.
Oh. So now I got to do another goddamn interview? I asked Evelyn here because I thought she could straighten out what was going on with my checks and get you a big raise.
I mean, I appreciate it, but I'm well compensated.
Oh, my God.
I mean, honestly, you just found me standing outside of accounting. I'm not...
I know, but I figured I was like, I'm going to get somebody from accounting. I said... I didn't know your name at the time, so I apologize when I yelled, "Hey, you!" You turned around. In fairness, you did turn around when I said, "Hey, you."
True.
So, I assume that you spoke for all of accounting. Fair assumption?
No.
Great. Okay.
Maybe.
Okay. And here we are now. Let me ask you this. The checks that we actually receive, the hard copy checks, they are printed on what I can only describe as papyrus?
Yeah, they come from a private firm overseas.
Oh, where overseas?
I think Egypt.
Egypt? Well, it's very, like, very exotic or something. Very, Is that an Egyptian thing? Kind of like an Egyptian motif kind of music?
Sounds like it.
Yeah, that's... I'm not very well traveled, to be honest. I've been out of the Hudson County four times in my life. But there's no... I have not found a single bank that will accept that check for deposit. To cash, I mean. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, you have to save those.
The paper checks?
Yeah.
Well, don't I... once they're in my account, don't I... what do I do with them? What do I need the check for?
Well, Ken, what's going on here?
He never read his contract.
You gotta read your contract, Mr. Coleman.
God, you know what? You guys are really harping on me. Just because I'm the lawyer for Unwinnable doesn't mean I read contracts. It's getting very frustrating, the amount of people who are harping on this contract reading thing. I guess I should just break down and read the contract. All right. Note to self, read the contract finally. Also, what is up with Stu's signature on each check? It's kind of like shimmery. Like the ink has like a like a movement to it almost. It's like you look at it and you can never quite see it. It's almost like if you like look out of the corner of your eye, you can see it. But when you look directly at it, it's like kind of gone. Oh, geez, that was I struck the microphone. I was so excited. When you look at the check directly, you can't see it. But when you look out of the corner of your eye, you can see it. It's very strange.
I mean, I think you have to bring that up with the etching department.
Oh, there's an etching department. That's exciting.
It's in the sublevels.
Yeah.
Oh, the sublevels. I've heard some comments about the sublevels. There's some stuff going on down there.
Oh boy.
Look, is my family going to be okay?
That's a strange question, Evelyn. The Mitchells. The family is in Mitchells. I don't know. Are they okay right now? I mean, they're fine. They're happy and healthy.
I mean, they were. My parents. They were okay.
What are your parents' names?
Bob and Tammy.
Bob and Tammy Mitchell. Bob and Tammy Mitchell, I'm going to send them a gift basket just to say thank you for having Evelyn on the show. I don't know why they wouldn't be okay. It's kind of a strange question, but...
You don't have them somewhere, right?
I certainly don't have anybody anywhere. I am doing the show from the office of the General Counsel. That's a bad... Do you mind... Evelyn, could you take your headphones off for a second?
Sure. I'm
going to talk to Ken over here by myself. Hey, Ken. What is up with Evelyn asking about her family being okay?
I think you should just move the interview along.
But I mean, like, it's every time somebody comes in here, they see some weird shit. And now Evelyn's accusing me of essentially kidnapping her family or something?
You might have to talk to Stu about this. You know what? Don't talk to Stu about this. Maybe you should just read the contract.
Oof.
I can't answer your questions.
This is just... Ken, you're my BFF.
Well.
Ken, you're my BFF. Okay, you know what? Let's not get into this in front of Evelyn. It's really embarrassing. Let's get her out of here, and then you and I can maybe do like a trust fall or something together. It's basically going to be me falling towards you and just hoping that you catch me a bunch of times.
I'm probably going to drop you.
Story of my life. Okay, let's get back to Evelyn over here. Okay, Evelyn, come back for a second if you could put your headphones back on.
Sure,
thanks
sure,
for
sure.
Evelyn, I just want to let you know that I am very appreciative of you being here.
Thank you.
I'm happy that you were standing in the hallway when I went to accounting to look for somebody to ask a question about my checks.
That makes one of us.
I am sorry that this was such a an imposition.
I had dreams, Mr. Coleman.
We all have dreams, and that's what's beautiful about Unwinnable is Unwinnable is helping people's dreams come true at all times. We're always striving to build up our employees and make them better people. And you have a very weird tone of finality in your voice that's kind of disturbing. Do you know Ted Stacy?
I did.
Oh. You no longer speak to Ted? Do you know Trip Flippington? Trip Fitzsimmons.
Just by name.
Mm-hmm.
He was.
Do you know him by Flippington by any chance, or was that was it just Fitzsimmons? You knew it was Trip
Fitzsimmons.
Okay, you knew it was Trip. What do you think about the name Flippington?
I think that that's weird.
But isn't it sound good with Trip, like Trip Flippington?
I mean, yeah, because of the whole like Trip and you flip, but
yeah,
it's not his last name.
Yeah, but it's better. Okay, forget that. But you know Trip.
I know of him. He was the head of HR.
See, again, there's a lot of past tense that gets used after I talk to somebody on the subsequent episodes. Is he no longer the head of HR?
Correct.
Hmm. Shit. I did have follow-ups about this goddamn Chuck Moran situation.
You'll have to talk to Janet.
Yeah, Janet, new head of HR. HR Janet. Okay, hold on a second. I'm just going to yell a couple things to my intern here off to the side here. Hey, intern! Remind me to talk to Janet, and remind me to send a gift basket to Bob and Tammy Mitchell! So, your parents can look forward to that gift basket. It's going to be really nice. I'm thinking edible arrangements. It depends on what checks I get in my... get deposited today.
I'm sure it'll be a beautiful consolation.
It's been very nice knowing you, Evelyn.
It's a really weird thing that the vibe here has gotten very tense. I'm uncomfortable. Let me just say that this podcast is getting a little weird for me. I am really hoping to talk. I'm going to get down to nitty gritty here. All I give a shit about at this point is resolving this bathroom situation. So the next episode, we're going to have the head of janitorial facilities in here, and we're going to address my fucking executive bathroom problem. And then after that, we can move on, and things will be fine. I bet you that's...
You should totally take the tour.
Take the tour. That's good advice. I should find the tour guide. Find the tour guide. Talk to the janitorial people.
Level 12.
What? Janitors are on level 12?
No, the tour.
The tour's on level... Oh, by the way. Okay. Evelyn?
Can I go?
Thank you for being here, Evelyn. I really appreciate it. You've been a wonderful guest. If scared and odd at all times.
You really have to think about what you're doing with this podcast.
Agreed. That's great advice, Evelyn, and I'm going to take it to heart. Thanks for nothing. Okay, but you know what I want to talk to you about, Ken? You had mentioned that I had gone looking to the tour, to the warehouse, and some guys were playing a trick on me about the tour.
Yeah, I think it was Bobby.
Yeah, so I went back looking for Bobby. I just found a table that had the same stuff that Bobby had at the time. Bobby is nowhere to be seen. I waited there for hours just for Bobby to come back. It's as if Bobby doesn't work there.
Yeah, I haven't seen him since we mentioned his name.
There's a lot of, like, turnover here, like kind of like a lot of people, you know, employees come and go.
Well, believe it or not, before you got here, everyone pretty much held on to their job.
Hmm.
Maybe you should get back to your tubes.
That's a good point. I've only signed 3 things today. Let me just look at the tube, what the tube's doing. Holy shit. The tube is backed up. I've got like 6 things in the tube. No wonder I'm not hearing the tube. It's all backed up. Ken, this is like my main job is to sign these goddamn documents. Why didn't you tell me there were like 6 things in this tube?
Well, the curtains are blocking it.
Yeah. I shouldn't have put those curtains in. It was kind of odd to put curtains in the middle of my office in front of the tube. It was just that like the noise was really distracting. You know, the... Like, that's a very distracting noise when you're trying to, like, concentrate or not concentrate or look at Facebook and try to figure out why nobody's commenting. You know, they're not, like, looking at your post and they're not, like, commenting on your post. And, like, and you're just kind of like, why aren't you looking at my stuff? It's a very distracting noise. So I put the curtains up, and now that the curtains seem to have screwed me. Well, you live, you learn. That's today's lesson for the day. You live, you learn. I encourage you to live your life and learn from it and pick yourself up from your mistakes and, you know, use your bootstraps to do that or something. I don't know what we're talking about anymore, but listen, we're all having a good time here. Unwinnable is a great place to work. I don't know. I don't know what's going on. Things have really gotten off the rails here, Ken. We're going to get to the bottom of the bathroom situation first. Okay, here's my priority list going forward. Number 1, bathroom situation. Number 2, take the tour. Number 3, no, you know what? Number 3 is going to be my contract. Yeah. Number 3 is going to go to number 1. Number 1, read my contract. Number 2,
take the tour.
No, now we're going to put the tour second. Okay. 1, contract. 2, tour. 3,
Facilities
and janitorial. Get my bathroom situation fixed. God, now I feel weird about the fact that the bathroom thing's going to be 3rd. I have to read the contract.
Well, get an intern to read it for you. I don't know.
Maybe I can get an intern to read it to me.
You know what? I believe there's cliff notes in Braille somewhere.
Oh, of the... Ooh, okay. So then number 1, learn Braille. Number 2, read the contract in Braille.
Well, the cliff notes.
The cliff notes of the contract, right? Break it down. Great tip, Ken. That's why you're my BFF. Ladies and gentlemen, we've wasted enough time here. I'd be amazed if you're still listening. Episode 4, Get Money, Get Paid. We talked to accounting. It was a wonderful time. Evelyn Mitchell was a great guest. Well, we hope that you listened to this and enjoyed it somewhat. We are going to figure out what's going on here at Unwinnable, I promise you. Stay tuned, and we'll all get to the bottom of it soon enough. In the meantime, my name is Ed Coleman. You can call me Edward A. Coleman, Esquire. And on behalf of myself and the producer, Ken Lucas, thank you for listening to the Office of the General Counsel. We'll see you next week. Bye-bye.